Welcome back to the Insert Name Here podcast, brought to you by the Flanagan Group in Joplin, Missouri. Join us each week for updates in real estate, community outreach, and a peek into the daily life of Joplin. So, grab a drink, kick up your feet, let's learn together.
Hey guys, Ryan Flanagan with the Flanagan Group. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are on the Insert Name Here podcast. I just got done doing some heavy lifting, which is kind of myself, and I had help from a friend. Mr. Bart Payton is on the podcast today, and I'm so thankful to have you. You are the owner of Midwestern Built, one of the most amazing facilities we have in our downtown area, one of the most amazing gyms I've seen around. And not that you've been to a lot of gyms, but just driving by that, just an amazing thing. I want to kind of talk a little bit about your history, where you guys have been. And again, we're kind of doing a New Year's resolution series where a lot of folks are geared up toward improving themselves. They have goals, and you guys help a lot of people accomplish those things. And so just kind of want to dive in a little bit. Welcome, Bart.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ryan.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
Thank you. I'm going to rewind things a little bit.
Okay,
so Midwestern Built wasn't always called Midwestern Built.
No.
So tell me a little bit about the story. When did you guys start?
We acquired an existing gym in town, CrossFit Joplin on 4th Street.
Yeah.
Was what it was called. And they were located on a little gym behind another gym on 4th Street in Joplin.
I think I remember that. That's kind of, where Empire Market is now. Across the street is the dent shop.
Yep.
And then just to the west.
All the way around in the back.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember seeing like this vinyl sign flapping in the wind over there at one point.
That was about where it started, yeah.
Yeah.
They had about 55 members when we acquired them.
And that was in 2013?
That was in 2016 is when we bought the gym.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yep. In 2017, we moved into the bus depot that everybody kind of knows us for even to this day.
Well, you still have a sign there. I don't know if you know that.
We do, yes.
This is not a bus depot. This is a gym,
yes.
I think it says.
And now it's back to being just an empty building.
Yes. You know what? I attended your gym in that period, and it was neat. And I think you guys still have that. You guys did something just even more unique and really took it. Taking the advantage is not the right word, but you took acquired a space and just made something that is really unique to Joplin and really special. So tell us a little bit about the bus depot. You guys, that's when you grew.
Yeah, yeah. When we acquired the gym, it was about 55 members or so. It wasn't very big at all. Had an amazing culture already.
Yeah.
It just needed the opportunity to grow. So my partners and I came in and bought it. All three of us are business people at the time. So our goal was to use that knowledge and experience to help what is an industry that is typically run by people who want to work out full time.
Yeah.
So we were bringing our business knowledge and experience to that equation in hopes that we could grow it and bring about a culture, which was already there, but bring around a culture that could actually grow and support as many people as we could possibly fit. Cause we really believe in the things that we were doing to help people get better body, mind, and spirit.
Better body, mind, and spirit. And that, talk about kind of all the resolutions packed into one statement there.
Absolutely.
And I think that is your current mission. That has been your mission. That's your current mission.
Yeah, that's always been our mission. We haven't always lived it up perfectly,
sure.
But we're doing a really good job of striving in that direction as we step out into 2024. We've gone through a lot of changes and restructuring, which has been very good for us in the end.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we now have the things that we believe in place to really do the things that we believe in, which is, again, helping people get better.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And help me, I don't recall the address offhand. What is the address of your new facility?
Our address is 121 East 10th Street.
Okay, 121 East 10th Street. And if you guys are familiar with the Griffin Building, beautiful building, that's probably most notably the landmark that you would see. It is going to be directly north of that across the railroad tracks. And you can't miss it, really. Actually, there's kind of a uniqueness where it doesn't stand out like dramatically, but when you see it, you're like, holy cow, where am I?
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't feel like Joplin. It feels so much, boy, that sounds like I'm going to knock Joplin. But, you know, when you're downtown, you're so used to seeing brick and mortar and just boxy structures. And you guys took some really modern elements and I don't know. Well, what was that? I'm thinking to myself as I say this, I was like,
What are they doing?
Well, I'm thinking about the kind of hoops you may have had to jump through with the city and with just downtown preservation people. Was that challenging?
Yeah, it's challenging. Yeah. It's challenging. The older structures, mm-hmm. the way they're built, they're beautiful, but they can't sustain and handle the type of things that we're doing.
Right.
The floors, the structures themselves are older. We needed a new facility to be able to do the things that we needed to do on a daily basis.
Yeah. You know, I didn't hear any grumbling. I'm just saying, yeah. You know, not that you're...
We haven't heard any since either. So.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It really is.
We worked with R.E. Smith Construction on that, and Chad Greer, Corner Greer, was our architect.
Yeah.
They did a fantastic job for us.
Oh, man, it is world-class, and just... It's so user friendly. I was not lying when I said my arms are throbbing right now. And Bart, you know, if you guys caught the video for this, Bart was helping the whole time. So I appreciate that. I did learn after the video that none of my pull ups counted. So I'll be working on that.
Yeah,
so.
We have standards, right?
What's that?
We have standards, right?
I know, right? So tell me, you guys moved facilities. Was that COVID-ish time?
We started the process right before COVID. We've been in that building for 2 years now, so we did kind of move into it right there at the end of COVID.
Yeah.
So it was a very interesting time to build.
Yeah,
we had a lot of challenges on that front. We also were dealing with land within the city that hadn't been used for anything in a long, long time. Mm. So there are a lot of questions and concerns that came up with the folks that support construction from a city perspective, because sure. even there we found some places where there are gaps in knowledge. Mm. A sewer would be a great example of that.
Sure.
The places that they thought things were supposed to line up were not there. So there was all sorts of variations that we had to do for the building to make sure it fit in the space that we had chosen.
Oh wow, that's incredible. You don't even think about all these things when you start dreaming, right? And then you kind of get in the woods for a while, and
yeah,
you guys made your way out. And what an interesting time to obviously at that point you guys are pouring into it. You know, you guys are you're investing in the community, you're investing in your business, and that had to have been a challenging time. I never really, full transparency, I'm not a gym guy. I need to be, but.
Everybody needs
said,
to be.
What happened to gyms during that time? What happened to your gym during that time?
It was a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, the city of Joplin did a pretty good job when they managed their way through that. Mm-hmm. A lot of unknowns, you know. Mm-hmm. For us, we had about 3 or 4 weeks that we closed the facility. Mm-hmm. We shifted to online programming.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. We provided Zoom links to all of our members.
Good for you.
We maintained our class times. We maintained as much as we could the general direction that our classes were leading people when it came to strength and conditioning and things like that. But we provided it in a way that they could do the workouts at home. We even actually loaned out. We didn't rent. We loaned out all of the equipment in our gym to our members. They took it home. They had it available to them there. And we were providing them the programming and the coaching via Zoom, like a lot of other businesses and gyms have done. And it was actually a very good time for us as a gym. We didn't really struggle in the early days of COVID. We were able to maintain and continue to grow. As the economic struggles came as part of COVID, that's where we really started to see things drop off for us.
Sure.
And we probably lost about 30% of our membership between our two locations in Joplin and Carthage. Wow. Due to that.
That's right. Thank you for mentioning Carthage. And I'm sorry to not mention that before. So you guys, when did you open your Carthage location?
We acquired the Carthage location in 2017 or 18. It's a little bit blurry now because of COVID.
Sure.
But in that realm is when we acquired it. And we actually built a new building for Carthage first. It was kind of a first step for us. Joplin, we have a 16,500 square foot facility. In Carthage, we have about an 8,500 square foot facility.
Okay.
So it was a trial run, if you will.
Yeah.
And we built that and I think moved into it in 2018.
So you built that ground up?
Ground up.
There?
Yep.
Wow, that's fantastic, man. Investing in what you do, investing in the communities, that's
amazing.
I've always been a guy that likes to drive roots into the communities that I'm a part of.
Yeah.
People are my passion.
Yeah.
I don't want that to sound cliche. I've built my 30-year-plus career investing in the people around me, caring for them, And I like to say it this way. I do my best to provide them every opportunity they have to have success, whatever it is.
Sure.
Whatever the goal is, whether it's the software company I was a part of or whether it's the gyms or whatever I'm doing in life, my goal is to help people get better.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit, you know, again, we talked about the resolution series that we're doing here. I'm sure you do you see, like a lot of gyms this time of year, have you seen a little spike in numbers?
Been a part of CrossFit for about 10 years now. Uh-huh. We don't see a ton of growth during the first part of the year. Huh. We do see some, but not a ton.
Yeah.
The challenge of CrossFit is heavy. The cost of CrossFit, we're not the cheapest on the block. We're never going to be. And honestly, we don't want to be.
Yeah.
We believe that the value that we provide, the type of programming, the coached classes where you don't have to think about what you're doing when you come into the gym. Mm-hmm. You just know you're going to get a good workout and it's going to serve you well, not only for that day, but throughout your life.
Yeah.
Right. So we do things differently. So we don't expect spikes in growth because a calendar year changes or anything like that. But for us, we do have a few people that are dipping their toes in the water after the first of the year. Yeah. The thing for us, we provide programming that allows people that are just getting started on their fitness journey, mm-hmm. whether it's be trying to get off the couch, mm-hmm. maybe it's trying to fit into a smaller bathing suit or whatever it might be. We provide scale and opportunity for people of all skill levels and all age levels. To be able to perform the type of workouts that we're doing and gain access to the growth that we want them to gain.
That's cool. That is cool. Yeah, I mean, you really, that makes me want to come. So I'm signing up. But
I'm going to hold you to
reality because my arms are still throbbing. I haven't done a pull-up probably since I was in CrossFit and you guys were in the depot. And so in that, you know, just that realization of how weak I really am. And, but the encouragement that there is with what you guys, with your programming, because, but let me be honest, I'm intimidated by it. You know, I can see pictures and I see a lot. I'm like, man, this seems extremely hard. And I've done it for, I think I was on the 2-week program for a while and it hurt and I couldn't walk in certain sections. However, I'll be honest with you. I was just showing up to whatever class worked for me.
Yeah.
And maybe I needed to take a little more time and understand that, hey, there's some things dedicated for you newbie out there.
Yeah.
And maybe that would have helped me not struggle so much and quit.
Yeah, we provide a lot of knowledge to our coaches. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of our coaches just bring that knowledge to the table through their own pursuit of fitness themselves. But the goal for us is to be able to meet every athlete that walks into our gym, and we do treat them as if they're athletes. Mm-hmm. We meet them where they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. We don't want to say, hey, you're just getting started, but you got to throw around really heavy weight. You know,
right.
A lot of people have the perception of CrossFit specifically as crazy movements, heavy barbells, and angry music. Right. And that's really not what it is. That's just a perception that's out there.
Sure.
When you get into the community and you start participating in the workouts, you're going to find that there's actually something there for everybody. I've got folks that are, I've got kids that are doing fitness related activities inside our gym, all the way up to legitimately elderly adults, you know, 60s, 70s, and even some 80s that cross our path that are understanding that picking up a jug of milk out of their fridge or dropping a pin on the floor still requires the movements of a deadlift, right? It doesn't matter what age you are.
That's true.
You still have to get that thing and you have to pick it up. Or older folks, they have trouble getting up and getting down. Mm-hmm. These are things that we can help them through strength and coordination and mobility. Those are valuable no matter what your age is.
Yeah. And no matter what you're doing.
No matter what you're doing.
I mean, these are common life movements.
We're having more and more conversations today with business owners, especially those that are in industries that are quite physical. Mm-hmm. I had a really amazing 30-minute conversation yesterday with the owner of a company that does concrete work.
Yeah.
And he's got a crew of guys and gals that are lifting and moving heavy weights. They are in squatted and crouched positions for long periods of a time during the day.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is providing them some level of fitness support that includes mobility and strength training can be extremely valuable for a business. It's not something that's talked about a whole lot, but it is something that we're seeing a lot more demand for. The other thing that we're seeing is a little bit on the older trend, you know, silver sneakers and things like that. We see the people walking at the mall and out there doing that, but they're starting to understand that a little bit of lifting of weight, a little bit of mobility, a little bit of effort on that front can be really good for them just from a general life perspective.
Yeah, that's awesome. So like mind, body, spirit, right?
Body, mind, spirit.
Body, mind, spirit. Thank you. Yep. So body part I get.
Yep.
Mind part I get.
Yep.
To a degree. What other things are you doing to pour into mind, spirit? Those things that maybe, I'm going to rewind a little bit because you said something that is really speaks into the culture of your company. When I was going, and I'm sorry guys, I have a small experience, but what I loved was like you were in this together in this group, you know, as much as novice as I was, I didn't feel like I was being looked down upon or anything. Like you felt like you were trying to accomplish this thing with other people that were doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just this weird teamship feeling that like we didn't get there together and put our hands in a circle and talk about anything. We just got in there and we worked, and you see other people working beside you, and it just kind of motivates you a little bit more to keep going for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't know the science behind that. That felt like a mind thing to me. So
we as humans thrive in community.
Yeah.
In general. When you're doing hard things, I find it better to do hard things with others.
Yeah.
And that's really where CrossFit and the type of fitness that we do gets its legs. It's that community piece. And that's really where spirit comes to play in the equation. So body, it's easy to understand in fitness. You're going to work out and you're going to improve your body. Right. Mind, the result of that workout has a tendency to clear your mind. Mm-hmm. I know back in the day when I was just working out, for me, it was a noon class and it was the opportunity for me to blow off steam in the middle of the day. It actually woke me up for the second half of the day and set my mind right.
Yeah.
The other piece of that or that we talk about is spirit, and spirit can take multiple forms.
Sure.
If you're encouraged, if you're in a positive environment, if you have people around you that are lifting you up, your spirit is going to be elevated. Mm-hmm. I'm a faith-based person.
Yeah.
I don't require that for any of our coaches or our members or anything like that. But there's an element of that we want to be there to care for people, mm-hmm. just like Jesus did. Mm-hmm. We want to be there and fill the gaps for them when they need it. Now, that may be somebody who doesn't believe or whatever, and it doesn't matter to us because at the end of the day, it's our heart.
Right.
The goal is to help people get better,
yeah.
and we believe it has to be holistic, mm-hmm. right? And spirit is part of that. If you feel good, if your eyes are looking upward, you know, these are all good things, and they can actually help you get through every day just a little bit better, and that's our goal.
100%. Love that. Boom. Nailed it. Gosh. Okay, so we're 2024. You guys are hovering around 300 members or so. We talked about that a little bit before we started. And you guys set your own goals. Mm-hmm. What do things look like for you right now? What are you guys focused on, and where do you want to see your company, the gym, grow?
Went through a lot of change last year. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's about reestablishing the culture that we were founded upon.
Yeah.
Making sure that it is solid and stable. Making sure that our coaches and those that are a part of our team are vested in it and they're carrying it out, and making sure that our membership feels it and believes it and has the opportunity to live it out. So those are our major goals.
Yeah.
You know, how do we pull that off? You know, we internally are doing a lot of evaluation. We're asking a lot of questions. We're restructuring. We're changing how we do things in a lot of different ways. We're becoming a more collaborative environment. We're allowing more voices into the equation. When it comes to how we program our workouts or how we provide for events for our team or our community as a whole. And ultimately, our goal is to grow.
Yeah.
You know, we at our height, we're close to 600 members.
Yeah.
I would like to climb back to that because our facilities can totally handle it, and our programming and our structure can 100% handle it. For me, the growth is not about pure profitability. The growth is about providing additional opportunity for our membership. So we want to grow the opportunities that we provide for our members through that. Our number one goal for this year, and it's not a very big one, and I think it's easily attainable, is to add 50 members.
Awesome.
Right? 50 members between Joplin and Carthage. It's worth it.
Yeah.
You'll find real value in it by joining, but that's our number one goal for this calendar year.
That's awesome. So if we've got, hopefully some of you listeners, hey, take advice here, take some notes.
If they want to find out more, if they want to look into becoming a member, and your website guy, you helped us build our first website, by the way. I'm sorry to throw you under the bus there, but
that's okay.
It was great. It was fun. You listen well. You're a great collaborator.
Logo you're using, I may have drawn.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. it's timeless. I love it.
Good.
But that being said, where can they find more information on you and what you guys are doing?
Come see us, number one.
Boom.
Walk in the gym.
Yeah.
Check it out. You'll understand very quickly that it's not as scary as you think it is. That's the first place.
Yeah.
We have people that are very good at communicating the mission, just like I've communicated today. Secondly, our websites. We have two of them, MidwesternBuiltJoplin.com and MidwesternBuiltCarthage.com.
Awesome.
Social media, we're also on Facebook under Midwestern Built Joplin and Carthage.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram as well, we're there. There's connections to us in a lot of different places. We're actively growing those digital properties right now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity to get connected and find out who we are there.
That's awesome. Do you have any cool tubs?
We don't yet. It's actually something we're researching. We do have saunas in our locker rooms.
Yeah.
But cold tubs is something that we're putting some time and research into.
Cool. I've got like a freezer that's not being used. I hear a lot of people doing those homemade cold tubs.
The value in cold recovery is amazing.
That's what
it's intimidating.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Right? I know people that take cold showers, and I've tried that, and it's so painful in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I think that's what anything that maybe is worth anything.
Here's a little tip for people. If they have something they want to take away, try it at home.
Yeah.
Get you a big salad bowl.
Okay.
Right? Fill it with water and put some ice in it. Let it get really darn cold. Take a big breath and put your face in it. Hold your breath as long as you can. There's evidence to show that even that little investment in cold therapy can really do positive things for your well-being.
Wow.
It's worth a try.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to need an ice machine. I recommend one of those Sonic ice machines.
I like the little Sonic. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Your Carthage location, where's that one?
That is on, boy, that's a good one. I don't know the address.
Oh, darn, I stumped him.
Shoot. We're over in the Peachtree area of Carthage, which is on the southwest side of town.
Gotcha.
We're right across 249 from McCune Brooks Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty easy to find us there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you're Joplin 101?
121.
121.
East 10th Street.
East 10th Street. Check them out online. Just drop into the facility. And I'm telling you, I just got back from there. I'm feeling awake. I'm feeling alive. Bart was there to help me the whole time.
Yep.
And honestly, I'm signing up, man. I'm signing up.
Let's go.
I need to do something in life, and I need some community in that. Because if I'm left to my own accords, I will fail.
We offer a free 1 week trial to anybody that walks in our door.
Look at that.
So come and try it out. The only thing that I recommend that you do is don't just come once in that week. Sure. Try to get there two or three times. The first time is really going to challenge you. It's probably going to be a bit of a shock to the system.
Sure.
The second time, your head's going to start getting around it. And the third time is typically when people start saying, I get it.
Yeah. And you really do. And then don't give up, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
I think I went 2 weeks. I went all the way through the pain. I can't remember exactly what happened. I think we had a scheduled vacation. And I think I went on vacation and I just never came back. And I regret it, because every time, it's either this time of year or when it's time to maybe put that swimsuit on and feel embarrassed about myself, I'm like, man, I could have started 3 months ago and would feel better about myself right now, but I didn't.
I would say 98% of our membership, and that's a pretty accurate number, they just want to look good naked. I mean, that's reality of why they're doing it. Or they want to move better, you know?
Yeah.
It's not hitting some sort of a championship stand or winning a competition or anything like that. The people at Midwestern Built, their goals are simply to just get better every day.
Yeah, that's good. You guys help with that. So, hey, if you guys are on the fitness journey or want some things, I mean, again, we're talking about body, mind, and spirit. Midwestern Built has you covered. It's their mission to help you in those things. So stop by. Pay him a visit. Say hi to Bart. He's there to help. And thank you so much for being on, man.
Thanks for having me. It's fun.
Yeah, it's good. All right, guys. Thank you for staying tuned. We are going to do next week. We are going to talk a little bit about real estate, what it looks like to maybe have a resolution to either buy your first home,
maybe even buy your first investment property, or just grow something in the form of your wealth moving forward. And we want to be your local expert in that. And so we're going to talk a little bit of real estate in the new year. We look forward to having you on. We look forward to you listening. Stay blessed. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks again, Bart.